Hi, my name is Cole Saunders, a senior at Elon University, preparing to graduate with a finance and marketing degree. I'm here today with Dylan Manorino, and I'll be discussing my study abroad trip that took place during January of 2024, where I traveled through Spain and Morocco through the span of 3 weeks. The topic of the discussion is that non-English speaking study abroad trips are beneficial, and I will share why, and to do so, I will share some experiences I had along with some takeaways I gained through this study abroad trip, and also why I think going somewhere where English is not the main language was truly beneficial for me engaging with the new cultures, and why it would be more beneficial for others to truly engage as well. So, to start off, I want to say one of my favorite things about my experience was food. And I've always been a really big food person and enjoyed trying new things and really trying to push myself to, you know, be uncomfortable and try things I wouldn't try before. So with that being said, I had experiences in both Spain and Morocco where I tried new foods. Sometimes I wasn't actually sure what I was ordering, or I just kind of asked them to give me their best recommendation. So to share some backgrounds, had some amazing discussions in Spain, was able to kind of use my Spanish background to get to know some of the waiters and servers and whatnot and learn about their past and their goals that they have, and just kind of discuss, you know, what life is like and how everything's been for them, and really just have a genuine conversation and get to know these people. And I think they really enjoyed it as well, as you would often find them, you know, kind of standing aside and spending extra time to get to know you as well, and, you know, asking questions as well. And I would try my best with my Spanish knowledge to interpret everything they were saying for my group of friends that I would often go around with, who none of which spoke any Spanish at all. So my experience kind of, I acted as a translator, which really improved my Spanish speaking skills when I was in Spain for sure, as I really found myself only speaking Spanish often. And this was something I was truly desiring from my trip, so I was really happy that I got this experience. Something I found that was really kind of nostalgic was when I went to some place called Barcelona Churro. And I actually went there when I was younger, probably in about 8th grade. And, you know, I don't really remember much, but I always had a sweet tooth, I still do, so I was really able to go back and appreciate the place, you know, the workers, get to talk to them and use some of my skills to, you know, actually conversate with them and ask some good questions, as well as just get to know them and, you know, learn about the experience, see what's changed in the last year since I've been there and whatnot, and had them recommend some foods I haven't been able to try before, so that was also great. I love trying new foods, especially sweets. Definitely had lots of opportunities to do so on the trip, as a lot of our meals were kind of catered by groups. So that was really amazing, or restaurants. So transferring over to Morocco, I wasn't able to speak any English. And, you know, obviously you were able to speak English with the group I traveled with who were English speaking. But in terms of talking with locals and people at restaurants, many of them did not speak English, as we went to you know, we went to the capital, but we also went to other cities as well where English wasn't really practiced. And so that was definitely something that we had to kind of learn how to deal with. And so some kind of takeaways I had from this was truly focusing on listening and trying to interpret and translate what other people are saying, as well as reading their body language, but also being aware of your body language and the way that, you know, you're presenting yourself while listening and also while you're conversating back, and trying to be respectful, because you know that you may get things wrong or not be saying the right things or not have heard things correctly, or not honestly just be able to talk to each other because they don't speak English and you don't speak Arabic, or things like that. So definitely just was a language barrier there that was something to overcome, and it was truly interesting for me. And I've never been one to shy away from struggling to have conversations, and I really enjoy genuine conversations. So I find it interesting to kind of face these struggles and figure out how to overcome it. So definitely, you know, although I wasn't able to understand most of the words that they were saying, I was still able to use body language, whether that was through hand motions, facial expressions, things like that, as well as they were, to kind of get a lot of points across. So learning how to communicate like that was really an interesting experience and a takeaway I definitely would not have had if I went to somewhere like, let's say, England, where English was the main language and I always understood everything that was being said. So that's definitely one of the top benefits and takeaways I have from going to a non-English speaking country in general. you know, Spain spoke some Spanish, or sorry, some English as well as Spanish, but in Morocco it was pretty strictly French and Arabic. To combine both experiences, by going to a non-English speaking study abroad trip, it's also allowed me to gain a new taste in something like music and dancing. So I was able to not only hear new music and learn and see new dance moves, but I was also able to take a dance class, and I was also able to, you know, have the chance to interact with these people and, you know, connect with them and really get to engage and learn and understand why they do things, how they do it, and how it works differently in Spain and in Morocco versus America, which was also something that I found truly interesting. And I'm not sure that I would have gotten in, you know, every single country, but it was definitely something that when reflecting back, it's truly interesting to see how life is different when people are doing similar experiences and shooting for similar goals, when the main difference is their location. So overall, this experience was just truly amazing. Really recommend going to a country that's non-English speaking. And I think that there are just so many takeaways and key benefits of doing so. So thank you for listening, and I appreciate it. Have a great day.